It's Monday, May 15th, 2017. Thanks for tuning into this special one-offs episode. That means I'm going to play one song by each of 14 different bands.
This is the story of a triumph, but it begins with pain and disgrace.
My name's Daniel.
Something weird is happening here.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. What a great way to start off this year's episode of the show. Frankie Cosmos from right here in New York City covering Caro Caro Benita from London. No, you'd be forgiven if you thought they were J-pop, because that's clearly what they're going for. It's like a J-pop-y sort of fake J-pop from London. And Frankie Cosmos loves them. I don't particularly care for it myself. It's a bit too, I guess it's too authentic to the teen girl experience for me to handle the Caro Caro Benita straight. But I tell you what I do love when Frankie Cosmos covers it. That was the song Fishbowl, as covered by Frankie Cosmos, though it's released by Caro Caro Benita as a Frankie Cosmos remix, which is confusing because it's clearly just a cover, and I adore it. This whole episode is going to be filled with things I adore, and it's all individual songs. So basically, I normally put on mostly two songs by each band, because I feel like that's a better way to sort of get a sense of what the whole, you know, the album is like or whatever. But there's a bunch of singles that come out, and then there's also just bands who I don't like the whole album, I just like one song. And so this is going to be that episode. It's just going to be one-offs by 14 different bands. Pretty unusual. But the good news is they're all great songs. So let's dive right in. We're going to hear The Mullucks from Los Angeles, California. They've got an album called America's Velvet Glory. I was so excited when I heard this You and Me song because I think it's just totally awesome. It's like the best song. And I was pretty disappointed by the record. So, sorry to come right out with it and be negative. But I like this song so much more than the other. And it's not like it's that different even. That's the weird thing. It's just like, it's the very best version of this sound. And the rest of the album sounds kind of like this, but just not as great. So, if you like it, maybe check out the whole album. Maybe I'm wrong. That is always a real possibility. That you should never take my word too literally. So, if I say something sucks, I might be wrong. And if I say it's good, I'm usually right. I'm much more confident in my judgment about things being good than bad. Anyway, this song's great. You're going to love it. It's called You and Me. It's by The Mullucks from Los Angeles, California. And here it is on this special one-offs episode of The Sounds in My Head.
I'm spinning. Pushing you away, even though all I want
my secret wish.
You can generate electricity in lots of ways. Some of them, like burning coal, are very filthy. Some of them, like putting up a wind turbine, are very clean. It used to be that coal was cheaper 30 years ago, but now wind and solar are much cheaper. And so sensible businesses, sensible public utilities, are busy replacing old, dirty things with new, clean things.
Right.
That's going to be the story of the 21st century.
But what happens to the people, though, that are in those jobs? Because everyone says it's not about the coal, it's about the coal miners.
If you go back to, like, 1927, there were 800,000 coal miners. Now there's 60,000, and it's not because of people using less coal. The production has gone up. It is because of technology. And what we've got to do is, number one, stop using coal. But number two, find ways to retrain and create jobs for the people that get hurt.
The renewable energy industry is relatively young.
Right.
It already employs five times as many Americans as coal, gas, and oil combined. We're already employing five times as many people making clean energy as we employ making dirty energy. But what we're talking about is, how do we save the dirty energy jobs? In 1924, we didn't say, oh, we're going to lose harness makers because of the Model T. We didn't make America great by protecting harness makers. We made America great by launching the automotive revolution. Now it's time for the clean energy revolution.
Okay, let's catch up. After the Moloch spec there, we heard Schurz from Sydney, Australia. Their song Romeo came off their Stars EP. Been meaning to put that on for a while. Never got around to it, but there it is. It's a good song. I like that song. After Schurz, we heard Silver Liz from Chicago, Illinois, doing the song Float. That came off their Float / Talk to You Soon EP. The EP is short, so, you know, it's easy to only put on one song, but they don't have that many songs yet, Silver Liz. So I don't feel too guilty about only putting on the one song, but it's good. After Silver Liz, we heard La Spunk from right here in New York City. The song Tickle Me off their Shoebox Full of Seashells album. Say that five times fast. Pretty great song, but I do think that song is the strongest off the record there. So if you liked it, maybe check out the whole thing. See if more of it appeals to you than that song. After that, we heard the Shout Out Louds from Stockholm, Sweden. Sounds of my head favorites. Shout Out Louds. Been playing them since, like, I've been doing the show, basically. That was the song Oh Oh. It's a new single that they've just released from a forthcoming album. Looking forward to that. I'm sure you will be hearing more from it on this year's show once more is available. After that, we heard Geowolf from London via Australia. The song Saltwater. It's a single. They only have a few singles, but I really like that one. It's super good. Look forward to more releases from Geowolf, because I dig that. It was sort of, it gets right up to the edge of, I could see it going too far and becoming pop music I wouldn't like, but it doesn't. It stays somehow in like a cool zone that I do like, which is very amorphous and hard to define, but I'm going to stand by my weird personal opinions about things like that. Okay, we're all caught up. That took a minute. Now, on to the next big thing. This is so exciting to me because I love the band Combustible Edison. They were formed in Providence, Rhode Island in the 90s. They existed for a few years. They had several albums and stuff. I loved them so much, and then they just vanished without a trace. Never released anything new again. Then, through the magic of Spotify, I discovered that there was a single Combustible Edison song that had been released that I had never heard before on a soundtrack to some German movie called Der Strand von Trauville. I'm going to say that's how you pronounce it. And the song is called Bluebird FPM Old Fashioned Mix. And I love it. Of course I love it because I love everything by Combustible Edison. And I've been trying to figure out where to put this on the show because it's like, it's not new. It's like just a totally random song, but I totally dig it. And this one-offs episode was perfect because I'm not putting on anything else from the soundtrack. That's for sure. So here we go. Combustible Edison with the long lost track that I never knew existed until, I don't know, last year or so. Bluebird FPM Old Fashioned Mix, right now on this special one-offs episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Fighting mystery. You can't get over what won't go away. We all move on. We'll be right back.
Let's not talk about it, but let's not beat around the burning bush. Go on and push. And if I write about it, will I start to make it true for me? Can it be? Maybe it's peace, maybe it's war, maybe these things I can't ignore. Maybe it's love, maybe it's hate, maybe these things are what we make. Maybe I'm rich, maybe I'm poor, maybe it's all I can afford. But what if I'm too late? But at last I met it face to face. This time I need to change my mind. I'm learning how to change my mind. The truth can leave a trace. Now I met it face to face. This time I need to change my mind.
Change.
All right, let's catch up one last time. After Combustible Edison back there, we heard BoJack's theme, the extended version by Patrick Carney from Nashville, Tennessee, of the band The Black Keys. He did the theme song to the Netflix original series BoJack Horseman, which I love, and you may recall from some previous season when I played that theme song, but the short version of it from the show, because I thought it was so great. Now I was pleased to find you can obtain a longer version, which is great, and that's what we heard. Then we heard Codaphonic, also from Nashville, Tennessee, from their O Radio EP. We heard the song One More Thing, which not super new, but I dig that song, and I have for a while, and there's nothing else by them really jumped out at me. They have other stuff. Check it out. If you like that song, maybe you'll like some of it too. Speaking of things in that genre, how about Slow Motions from Los Angeles, California? We heard the song The Joy of Nothing off their album The Domes. Another one of these things, it's like a pretty long album, a lot of songs, and that's kind of, Joy of Nothing was the only one I really liked. So that's the one you got on this year one-offs. Then Junior from Detroit, Michigan, doing a single called Change My Mind. It's them dipping their toes into politics, they say. After the election, they felt moved to, for the first time, talk about politics publicly, I suppose. And that was their attempt to do it, though I would say it's pretty vague. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what they're trying to say with Change My Mind 100%. But it also seems pretty optimistic, because from my perspective, ain't nobody changing their mind about nothing anymore, right? I mean, I don't know. I try and engage and argue with people as much as I can. I'm happy to argue with anybody at any time. And it seems like people are pretty unwilling to change their mind about everything. Okay, on that happy note, then we heard the Ravenettes from Copenhagen, Denmark. We heard their song, This Is Where It Ends. It came off their album 2016, Atomized, though really it came off their, you know, pay us some money during the year and every month we'll send you a new song and whatever. I did that with them for 2016, and I just wasn't super impressed with any of the songs I was getting every month. I was kind of disappointed by it. And they eventually released the album where they compiled all the songs and put it on a record, and it's just not that great. I don't know. I think it's the worst Ravenettes record. Pretty disappointed. But This Is Where It Ends was my favorite, I think, of all those songs. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Again, you should always double check my work, because I could be wrong. But I wanted to put it on the show anyway, because I've always loved the Ravenettes. Even their worst album is still pretty good. So, you know, I'll say that for them, because Ravenettes are great. Okay, finishing up this here episode of the show. Oh man, this is embarrassing. I'm going to put something on the show from La La Land. That's right, this movie, La La Land, probably seen it. Most people have, I guess. I don't know, it's a popular film. Came out last year. I don't know what to say about it. It's not very good. I mean, it's a crappy movie, really. I mean, it's I really hated it when I was watching it until the last little bit, and I was like, you know, it kind of won me over by having an unhappy ending, which I thought was pretty unexpected from it. So I liked that about it, but it's a pretty terrible movie in most respects. I don't know. I don't dig it. But I tell you what I do dig about it. This one song, which I think they knew was good, because it pulses throughout the course of the movie. So I think they knew that this is the best song. City of Stars, as sung by Ryan Gosling. It is such a fantastic song, and I saw the first teaser trailer or whatever for the movie had this song in it, and I was like, man, I'm seeing that. That's a great song. I just want to hear that song over and over again. The rest of the soundtrack's not very good, and the movie itself also, as I've mentioned, not, I don't think, worth seeing. But at any rate, I love this song. So we're going to finish up the show with City of Stars, as sung by Ryan Gosling from the film La La Land, which I'm going to say you can skip. All right, here it is, finishing up this one-offs episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Thank you.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Alive and Dar es Salaam, Farmland, and Lady, You Look Good to Me, all by Galt McDermott. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. Follow me on social media, including Spotify, where you can hear the songs I play on the show on a playlist for season 14 without having to listen to me blabber. We'll see you next time on an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.